On the pay front, it's quite simple that we've reached an agreement whereby the average pay over that period will be around €2,000, mainly aimed at low earners, low paid people in the public service. Some earning as little as €15,000, some up to around €30,000. But the commitment made in the Croke Park agreement and having the road agreement indicated that it will always going to be low paid people that will be considered for the first tranche of payments coming forward. But it has to be clearly understood that this decision, or this agreement, sorry, has yet to go forward to the National Executive Council of SIP2, and that will happen on Friday. And it's by no means a done deal. Our members will consider this matter once the National Executive Council of SIP2 have deliberated the pros and cons to the actual agreement. And I've read a lot of commentary over the weekend, which I think people should be very clear that our members have much higher expectations. They see this as a step in a journey of trying to recover pay, and they want to hold government to account on the basis that government said that they would repeal the FEMPI legislation. And that's the process that we're going through. If the emergency is over, the recession is starting to bottom out or come to an end, well, then the financial emergency legislation will have to be repealed. And this is the start of it. This is an opportunity to move that forward. Well, we haven't focused much on the percentage gain. We've tried to focus on flat rate increases because that's what mainly is of benefit to low-paid people, and that's the way that the agreement is structured. Now, in fairness to that, that's very important because those low-paid people can participate in the local economy, can buy the goods and services which they normally would, and some of them have had to sacrifice over the last number of years. So we think that that'll have a bounce as well in the retail and private sector and other services. But again, Michael, I'd just like to stress this. Like, this is a moderate step forward. We're not jumping up and down about it. We believe it's an agreement worth having a serious debate about. We believe that the National Executive Council of SIP2 and the divisional executives who are involved in the public services within SIP2 and probably other unions will be having a debate on assessing the pros and cons. And the final decision will be with the membership. There's a number of other things, and I don't want to stray straight too far, but we're also after converting in excess of 1,300 interns into permanent positions, which is absolutely an amazing achievement and very, very important to those people who have been hanging in there trying to secure a permanent job in the economy, a permanent job in the public service. And subject to their performance, they will be given a permanent job after 18 months of service. That's massive.